Time for community comment. The opinions expressed are not necessarily those of KINS-FM.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
This is Dick Johnson with a community comment. I am so glad to be back on Community Comment after a major surgery involving the amputation of my right leg due to a severe infection in the prosthesis. Dr. Palmer did the surgery at St. Joe's, and my rehab was done at St. Joe's inpatient facility, where the excellent staff tended to my every need. I was glad to see Kevin, whom I met during my first knee surgery in 1995, and is now one of the management staff. We played a game of cribbage and he cleaned my plow, and I'll get him for that someday. So I say thank you to the staffs of St. Joe's surgical team, recovery team, and rehab team for making a difficult time easier to bear. Getting down to business, I want to thank the staff and especially Dr. Chev and Sally at the former Eureka Family Practice for working with Broadway Medical for getting hospital beds, wheelchairs, and other important medical equipment to my home for when I arrived there. The surgery and recovery were at times very painful with phantom pain, which is a severe at times pain in a toe or an ankle or a heel that is no longer there. My recovery was also complicated by my RLS or restless leg syndrome, which can be a very frustrating sensation in legs and even up into the arms. It is controlled by medication but has to be on a regular ahead of time schedule. And once it starts, medication will not control it. And in my case, walking it off is not an option. Well, I've been home since last March 28th, and am holding my own, at least when I wrote this comment, which is right after I got home so I wouldn't forget anything. Getting into local affairs, I see where a gentleman in a letter to the editor was in favor of removing 300 or so eucalyptus trees from along US 101 between Eureka and Arcata, or more specifically, Indianola Road and Eureka Airport, mostly to clear the way for the Arcata-Eureka Trail. I kind of like those eucalyptus trees, as tall and sort of graceful as they are. I'm not sure if their closeness helps to keep them safe from being blown down by the wind or not, but I'm not sure that taking that chance is worth the risk. On our way home from the hospital's rehab unit, I waited in the car while my wife picked up some things and I was listening to Eureka's Fun Radio for 45 minutes or so. What a pleasant surprise. I'm not usually in the car for that long a time, and the time sped by with many of my favorites from past years. Well, thanks again for allowing me to be part of your community comment family. This is Dick Johnson with a community comment.
Community comment. The opinions expressed are those of the commentator and not necessarily those of KINS-FM, Blue Lake, California.